where it says in verse number 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Okay? The Bible's referring here to Jesus Christ, isn't it?
Yeah.
In him was life. We know the Bible says that Jesus Christ is eternal life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. But you have to ask yourself this question. In verse number 4, what time period is he referring to when he says, in him was life? Remember what the context is, in the beginning. And he goes back to verse number 3, all things were made by him. So here's what you have to understand. In the beginning, guess who life was in? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, there's life has always been in him. You know what that destroys? It destroys this false teaching of dispensation.
That's right.
Because dispensationalism will teach you, well, in the Old Testament, life came by your works. That's how you got to heaven. Well, in the beginning, according to this context, in him was life.
Amen.
In the beginning. So at the very beginning, life was in Jesus Christ. They didn't get saved by doing sacrifices. No, they got saved by looking forward to the coming Messiah and believing on him. Salvation has always been by faith alone. And let me tell you something. During the end times, people are not going to be getting saved by their works. You got these dispensationalists running around teaching that there's all these different gospels. Well, in the beginning, the Bible teaches very clearly, in him was life. At the very beginning, in him was life. And you also see in verse number 4 that the resurrection is kind of alluded to. Because life is in Jesus Christ at the very beginning. And so we have to understand that it would be obvious to us, seeing on the other side here, that Jesus would end up being resurrected. Because throughout the Old Testament, you know what the Bible says? That you have to believe in the living God. Okay? Now, when Jesus Christ rose again, it was very clear who the living God was, wasn't it? Right? But we wouldn't know it if we just see John chapter 1, that in him was life. And so throughout the Bible, you see that life is in Jesus Christ. And so very clearly we see that dispensationalism is destroyed there in verse number 1. And once you start going down that rabbit trail believing in things like dispensationalism, you're going to start believing all kinds of other different heresies. The Bible's just very clear that in him was life.